Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 21 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock, 28 degrees in the capital city. By the way, you want to communicate with us, it's easy to do that on Twitter. It is at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. And then you can communicate with us. You got a question, you got a comment, you got a suggestion for a news story. That's the best way to contact us on Twitter, at IOB underscore News Hour. Or you can check out our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and check us out. Insight on Business, the News Hour. I hear some rattling around in a microphone. Oh, my gosh, look who's here. Ladies and gentlemen, with us in studio, as he is a couple of times each month, is our friend and regular contributor, Desmond Adams from DesmondAdams.com. Welcome back to the News Hour, sir. Good to see you.
Michael, it's excellent to see you. How are you today?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Staying warm?
No, it's brutal out there, man. I tell you, we had that 50-degree weather. Things are looking all right, and then out. But it's the time of the year. What the heck? I'm not complaining.
Absolutely.
So,
go forward, Michael. Go forward.
What's new with you, Desmond? just out of curiosity, anything going on in your life?
Well, Michael, on a personal note,
yes,
which I will tie to the relevance of business, mm-hmm, as I always do, just a little different today. As I always like to talk a little bit about, things that are personally impacting me and affecting me over my life, I recently had a tremendous event take place.
Right.
I was baptized.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was incredible. It was an incredible experience. If you give me just a few moments, actually, I was baptized in Grays Lake.
I couldn't think of a better place to have that done. right there, you see the city. You got the big Des Moines thing going on there. The photographs must have been beautiful.
Well, this is the getter. It was on 12, 13, 14. Okay. Hence, it was we had to break through the ice, which was about an inch and a half, or a give or take, thick with an axe in order to move it out of the way so that we could achieve this. I had some great friends.
The polar plunge in a religious atmosphere.
Well, the polar plunge, but for God.
I'm into it. Yeah, that's cool.
So we had a great time, and it was a fabulous time. I tell you what, to have both my good friends Todd and Bruce broke the ice, and my pastor Colin.
Felix was there.
Felix was there. Felix was actually not prepared to participate. He just simply asked if he could get in the water with us. So he took off.
You mean he didn't walk on the water?
No, he didn't walk.
Oh, come on.
We're not walking on the water.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on the show if I'm walking on the water or know anyone directly.
I understand.
In the physical.
Felix does everything else so wonderfully. I figured that maybe he was just walking right out there.
Absolutely. But
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. Now, what's the relevance? I know you're going to ask this question as the lead in for your listeners. What is the relevance, Desmond, to having been baptized, uh-huh, and where is your connection to business in this?
Correct.
All right.
I've just asked the question.
You just asked the question.
I didn't want to rush it.
I appreciate
it. I wanted you to at least get that going.
It took me over 40 years to get to this point. So
I did not know that about you.
Not very many people have.
I figured that everybody. Oh, Georgie just chimed in. Yo, Desmond.
Well, I could tell. Hey, yo, Georgie. Thank you for the congratulations. It's monumental.
All right. So how does this relate to business?
How does this relate to business? Because hence, you thought that at some point I had achieved this milestone in my life. It would make sense. I mean, as spiritual and as I have been and am. However, it took me years to count the cost. So I had to really, truly understand. I wanted to understand, why exactly would I get baptized and why would I go under the water? Why would I do this? I wanted to, more than just it was because it was what my family does or my.
So you want to do a cost benefit analysis on
this. I want to, you know, I'm a business guy. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost, yes, there's a cost benefit analysis. And so I want to understand the cost. So therefore, I could better understand
the benefit.
The benefit. So from a business perspective, let me ask you in a reverse way. If a business was to, let's say, make $100,000, mm-hmm. but they spent $500, they're going to make $600,000, but they spent $500,000 to make that $600,000.
Is that a good deal?
Well,
that's not bad.
That would break out to roughly a profit margin of 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a 20% margin. I'm going to explain to your audience. However, they made $100,000. Let's say someone had an acquisition price of material at $300,000, but yet they made $400,000. Now that's still a $100,000 mm-hmm. profit, right?
Correct.
So on the surface, Michael, on the surface, similar to where I was in my life where, you know, I didn't fully understand the cost, but I did understand the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to a business perspective of you're still making $100,000. So what's the difference? In some people's eyes, Michael, they would see that as the same.
However,
it's not. It's not. See, folks that are listening, I'm going to give you an equation. Take the sale price at the top, divided by the acquisition price, and then take that number and subtract one, and then you're going to get your profit margin. So when you do that analysis, when you take 600, you divide it by 500, you get, and you minus one, you get 20%. So they made 20% on that $500,000
right.
investment.
However,
at the $300,000 level, yeah. and they made $400,000, they still made $100,000.
However,
it comes in after you minus the one, 33%.
Right.
That's a significant difference. That's a 13% difference, even though it's the exact same number. My point, although there are a lot of baptisms, I want to really understand the cost of my baptism so that I could thoroughly understand the end result of what it is that I was doing. So I had to understand that from a cost benefit analysis. So sale price divided by acquisition price minus one is going to give you an insight into what you're really making on the dollar investment for the acquisition.
You know, the other thing was if you're paying more, and that's exactly where you're coming from with this, isn't it? If you're paying more to make $100,000, if you're paying more to make $100,000, or you're paying less to make $100,000, it depends on what that investment is.
Absolutely.
You know, and clearly, you make 20% or 33%.
And at the end of the day, in business is about numbers, and you have to understand those numbers. And unfortunately, all business people, both men and women, aren't necessarily attuned to their numbers. And if they're not attuned to their numbers, the average individual would see, I'm making
$100,000. Yeah.
But really, if you took it a step further, there's an opportunity cost between that $300,000 and $500,000 because you've tied up $200,000 additional dollars and
exactly.
you made less money.
Exactly.
That's a poor business decision.
Very good. Well, now, see, I got to tell you, from all of the business conversations I've ever had, I don't think I've ever had one that has been able to put baptism and cost benefit analysis together at the same time.
Well, Michael, wonderful. I tell you,
you are a unique human being.
I'll take that in the warmest embrace.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, you want more of his insight. I tell you what, he'll hit you from all sides. You can go to DesmondAdams.com. That's DesmondAdams.com. And we're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the stocks of local interest. That's just ahead of the agribusiness report and the commodity numbers. And our guest, Kathleen Cody, coming up yet this half hour. Hang in there with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the